All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim's Drunken Rants. Today, I got two things to talk about. The first thing is because Drex is doing a video about it right now, and I didn't want to do this live because I don't want to distract from what he's doing. Obviously, he's doing a stream, which it's been a long time since we've heard one of them, and it's on a very interesting topic. It's, has the red pill gone too far? Yeah, it's gone too far. So let me tell you why it's gone too far. Matter of fact, I may have already said this in a previous video, so forgive me if I did, but alright, so I was on X, Twitter, whatever you want to call it, and basically there was this guy I was debating with, or not even really debating, I think it was just a back and forth, and, you know, he was posting all this red pill, black pill kind of stuff. You know, he was calling it the black pill, but as I have said, guys, the red pill is the red pill. You can make it black if you want, but it's still the reality of the situation. Whether the reality is good or bad doesn't fucking matter. If you want to make a bad reality a black pill, then fine. If you want to make a good reality a white pill, then fine. But it's still the fucking red pill at the end of the day, and I'm standing on that. I've had people argue with me that, argue that with me in the comments. I'm still sticking to my guns, guys. The red pill is the red pill. You can make it black or white if you want. It's still the red pill at the end of the day. It's still the reality of the situation. The blue pill is what you want it to be. The red pill is what actually is, okay? So, anyway, guys, what this guy was trying to argue with me with his black pill sensibilities was that there was no way a man like him could ever get a woman in the history of the universe because he had to be 6 foot. He had to have, you know, the 6'6"s. I'm not going to go over the 6'6"s again. I mean, my God, this isn't fucking Manosphere 101. He basically was telling me, oh, there's no way because, you know, they're attracted to this and that's what they want and that's what they get. No. As I told him in my example, I observed three ladies talking around the lunchroom, all white ladies, if it matters. They're all different ages. One was fairly young. One was a little older, not super old, but she's younger than me. And then there was another one, I can't quite remember who that one was. But anyway, they were talking about men that they found attractive, right? So basically, these men were on this show. I think it was Supernatural. They were talking about their abs, you know, stuff like that. Anyway, all these women got married. And the men they married did not have abs. No big muscle guys, no really hot looking, you know, just fucking fair to do guys. One guy, you know, he was kind of a manager, he's kind of a big dude, so obviously he didn't have any, you know, he wasn't a muscular guy, he was kind of a, you know, a fat guy. And the other guy, you know, he's country boy. So, I mean, he's decent, you know, I mean, their morals just kind of fell together. It's one of those sort of situations. And, no, he does not look like the dudes from Supernatural. But guess what? She gave him 4 kids. And the other one, well, she can't really have kids, or I don't know if they've been trying. I don't know what the situation is. But, in any case, you know, they're still together. They've been married for a while. And both of these women are married. And they did not marry the men that they found attractive on the television. Which should make sense to any of us born before the internet. Any of us born before the internet know that just because so-and-so thought Brad Pitt or Tom Cruise was really hot doesn't mean that they went after Brad Pitt and Tom Cruise because they knew they weren't going to get Brad Pitt and Tom Cruise. So, you guys gotta stop thinking, oh, I gotta be Brad Pitt and Tom Cruise and all these other guys. No. You just gotta be you. Like, that's literally it. And you know what? As an older guy, I start to see these younger women, you know, just how they act and how they behave. And I'm like, man, this whole thing, it's not for me. Like, I don't know. I mean, a young woman, and I mean a fairly young woman, that just, I don't think that's something I would want other than in the computer game, right? Because they really don't have any traditional mindset. It's very much true. And even the young man who I was speaking with, the young man I told you is kind of an incel, but maybe not. I mean, he did get the attention of this young black girl. And, I mean, she seems decent. Of course, she's definitely kind of playing him along because, you know, he asked her, he said, you want to head over to my place or whatever? And she said, no, I've kind of got a ride. Yet, you know, I thought the girl was just kind of messing with him. But no, she actually walked over there to where we were at and started talking with him, and they had a little conversation. I noticed she had her forehead tattooed. I mean, that's, I'm not really going to say too much about that. But, basically, you know, he's been trying to get this girl's attention, and he's not real sure if she has a boyfriend, and I keep joking. I am fucking ribbing this kid hard. I'm basically saying, oh yeah, he's gonna come around, and he's gonna be a rich man, or he's gonna be a hardcore thug, or he's gonna be one of these, you know, one of these guys you don't mess with. Man, I said things to him that he wanted to throw shit at me for. Just because I'm ribbing him. And again, this is all fucking fun. We're laughing, you know, I'm not necessarily bullying him. It's all good. But basically, you know, I pick on the guy, you know, it's not like a bad thing, like I'm not just completely destroying him, you know, because he's a guy that you can say things like that and he'll get up and he'll be okay with it, right? Like he can roll with the punches, and that's good. That's a fucking good skill to have. It's a skill that I kind of needed to learn myself, but damn, when I started ribbing the kid myself, I'm like, okay, I kind of get this now. Of course, there's a big difference between ribbing and just completely fucking destroying somebody, and we're not going to get into that. But ribbing somebody, oh yeah, that's cool. Guys are going to rib each other. That's just how it goes. You try to find something to, like, you know, one guy will find something about him, then another guy will find something, and then I'll find something, and they're like, woo, Grim, a little too far, mate. But yeah, but still, you know, I want the guy to get something because he wants something, and you know, do I feel bad? Yeah, I kind of feel bad. I want him to get something because he wants something. You know, everybody wants some, and maybe that's what he can get. And if he wants it and she wants it, whatever. I just know that there's another man somewhere, and that girl is probably being supported or something by him. You know, she's a younger girl, and, I mean, he's a young guy. He's 20 years old. So, I mean, just turned 20. So they're fairly young people. And, of course, she's looking me up and down. I'm like, I don't want anything to do with you, lady. I know you like older guys, but I'm not going to do it. You know, I'm 6 foot. How's this other young girl, fucking looking at me, eyeing me up and down because I'm a white, tall guy. I'm like, I mean, she looked at me and then she went over to look back at me, and I just kind of run from these girls, you know? Because I'm trying to stick to my 21 up thing, right? And I know these girls weren't 21 up. Some of them probably weren't even fucking 18 up, and that's a problem, right? But because we have a weird, let me tell you one thing about a weird traditional society. When you get weird traditional society, you get a lot of these young girls that want to find these older guys, because that's what fucking happened in my time. And people are like, but it's 2024, and yeah, they don't care. They don't care. They still want daddy. So I spent a lot of my time, because now I'm actually in the, like, I work in the public area now around all the people. So I spent a lot of my time hiding, you know, hiding out, you know, because they'll try to approach me and all this other thing. I had this other girl, she was wearing like a belly shirt and all that kind of stuff. Like, I'm not going to say she looked like a hoe, but I guess some people would say that. And of course, like, I went down the aisle, and then she followed me down the aisle, so I ran into the other aisle quickly, because she was just about to run into me, and I was like, nope, that's not happening. So again, guys, because I look young, and I'm tall, sometimes I get mistaken for my age. People know I'm a little older, but they know I'm not super old. Like, they don't know I'm almost 40. I don't look it. I look like I could be in my 20s. So, it's a issue. It is a problem. Because they will try to find you. And there's older guys around my age will tell you all day long. And they would be like, oh man, you just need to hit it, Grim. You just need to hit it, Grim. Like, hit these young girls, man. They'll teach you. Uh-huh, yeah, they'll teach me something, all right. They'll teach me how to avoid Bubba and them damn prison bars, right? Because I don't trust these young girls. You know what? The man that I was talking with, he basically said that the guys would tell him, you gotta, what did he say? You gotta rope these hoes or something. You gotta rope a hoe or something. Something like that. I can't remember what he said. But I'm like, okay, is this what you guys call courting now? It's like, this is what you guys do. Like, when you're trying to find a girl, you call it, I'm gonna go grab this hoe or tag this hoe or rope the hoe. I can't remember the term they use. Somebody will probably know in the comments section. But anyway, that was their lingo. And I said, man, we used to have, like, better words for this shit. Like, courting. What was wrong with courting? That's pretty much what they're doing. But they're referring to all the women as hoes. And I'm like, well, damn, dude. If the women are being called hoes and being seen as hoes, then what's to stop them from fucking having that perception of themselves as hoes? Like, oh, these guys call me hoes. Everybody else thinks I'm a hoe. I guess I'm just gonna be a hoe. And, yeah, that doesn't probably work very good in the long term. Remember I said enjoy the decline, folks? Well, that's your fucking decline then, isn't it? But, I don't know what's gonna happen with all this. I mean, these kids, it's a different generation, I gotta say. Man, they were talking about, trannies today, because I know everybody's talking about trannies. We won't talk about the Mr. Beast situation. It's fucked up, but basically, they were talking about, hey, you gotta be careful, because some of these guys dress up as girls, and it's hard to tell the difference. So I told them about the ladyboys and how the servicemen would basically, you know, go on shore leave, and they meet up with these beautiful girls, or what they thought were girls. Sometimes I say that, I even told them, I said, sometimes they look prettier than actual women. But when they went, you know, to spend time with them, they found a whole different story. However, one of the guys that I work with, you know, older guy like me, he gets around, he's got a body count, we'll just say. Both of the guys, these guys I'm talking about, one in the army and the other dude, they both got a pretty good body count, they've been around, they know some things. He said, let me tell you something though. Them ones that look like I don't want to say that, but they basically said a dude, like a man. Like, you know, they used the N-word to show a man. They don't call him, you know, I can't say it, but they can say it. So basically, they said she looks like a he, right? But that's not a man. That's still a woman. Biological, that's a woman. And he says, it's okay to get with that. Like, this is the dude literally saying, you can get with a woman that's ripped and muscular and all that because it's still a biological woman. And he has done that shit. And he told me straight up, he said, they go and they go and they go. He says, those ones that look like dudes, but they're chicks, those are the ones that have the crazy fucking sex drives. They have, like, unreal sex drives. He said, those are the ones you want to go for. He said, get you one. He kept telling all the guys, promise you, get you one. And it might be because some of them are doing the testosterone supplements, which made me think, you know, testosterone is supposed to give you like a higher sex drive, right? So that must mean some of these fucking bodybuilder chicks are insatiable as far as, you know, what they're willing to do because they're on so much testosterone. Which is the male hormone and changes the way you look at men. Remember, there was a excerpt from, what the hell is his name? Sex at Dawn, where basically the trans person or the person transitioning said that when they were taking testosterone supplements, they began to see people in a completely different way. He said it was like porno movies would play out in their head, and they never had that happen before. So think about it when you have a woman that's taking testosterone and is literally starting to see men the way that men see women. Yeah, that could be a thing. That's also why, you know, you sometimes, like I have in another way, I've had some of those trannies hit me up. I'm not interested in them, but I've absolutely had some interest in because they're starting to see, you know, they're starting to, like, they get that attraction. They get that damn attraction. They're taking the testosterone supplement. Things are fucking changing. It's crazy. It's really crazy, man. But yeah, like I said, guys, it's a different world. You know, when this man literally admits, at first now, I thought he was talking, now, I want to be fair, guys, at first I thought he was talking about the chick that says he's, that says, or the dude that says he's a chick. No. The guy corrected me and said, no, he's talking about the girl that tries to be the dude and the butch macho. I was like, really? He's like, oh, yeah. He said, those are the best ones. I was like, well, damn. Now, I don't have no experience with them. But some of you guys might. And, I mean, it's a crazy situation, guys. It really is a crazy situation. This is alright, I guess. But, yeah, basically what I was saying is, the red pill has been taken way too far. Okay? You got guys that are like, I can't because... No. Fucking talk to people. That's what you need to do first. Don't be that damn socially awkward. Because I got this one guy. He's really high on the spectrum. And I think I've talked to him before. But the security dude actually thinks he might be a threat. And he says... He keeps saying... Like, he asked a question. He kept asking... He asked me the question. I said no. He asked another person the same question. You know, he kept asking everybody the question. And he walks really... It's just real bizarre. He's one of those guys that's almost like there's a shadow that follows him. It's real... It's hard for me to put into perspective. But I look at this guy and I'm like, man, I don't know. And of course, you know, yeah, he's on that red pill and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, he's biblical and maybe a little too biblical. Remember I told you that he was in there in a break room talking about how he was having a Jesus moment where he was literally just shouting in there and people were just kind of like, okay. Oh, white rocks. Jump through platform. But alright. Anyway, yeah, man. I have seen way too much of this. of this kind of crap, man. And I think, as I have said, a red pill has become a detriment in a way, because now guys are getting so blackpilled that they're afraid to talk to people. It's like, oh, they're all gonna do horrible things. And then the women, all right, so here's the second part of it. So what are women to do? Well, Papa Meat, who I don't really listen to that much, you know, Meat Canyon. Basically, Papa Meat put out a video about a couple days ago, and he talked about romance novels. And these romance novels, which are at my place of business, I actually went over there and looked at them. These are not romance novels, guys. And we're not even talking about a little spicy. So basically, Papa Meat, he read some of the scenes from the popular books that these girls are going crazy over on Book Talk. And these scenes are out of, like, they're very, first of all, they're very well written. These are definitely Chasing Sunsets levels of erotic writing. They have a very, very, very good set of writers for these books. They, you know, a lot of people would say, well, Fifty Shades of Grey was a horrible piece of shit. It was badly written. Yes, it was. But Papa Meat was actually reading from the passages. And I'm like, oh my God, these are good. And even Papa Meat said, you know, this is actually kind of hot. Because it was really well written. We're talking high level erotica here. And now, one thing that did worry me a little bit, though, is that this stuff is really, minors have access to it fairly easily, and it doesn't show what kind of book it is on the cover. Nor is there anything on the, the back, the front cover, the back cover. All of it looks pretty harmless. It looks like regular old teenage romance, like Gabby Girl stuff, right? But no, holy shit, there's some hardcore scenes in these books, guys. I was like, oh my God. Like, they don't even sugarcoat the terms. They're using full-on ass and clit and all that. Like, they're talking everything. And this shit, of course, is being bought by teenage girls like you wouldn't believe. And this is hardcore sex. This is the equivalent of a young boy or young man that finds hardcore HD pornography. And Sterling Cooper's been like, it's a bad thing for young men. Okay, Sterling, but now I need you to go to your local fucking store and pick up a few of these books and read them. You were in the porn business for a long time. I want you to read them. And you'll be like, oh my God, this is just as bad for the women. It probably is. Because you literally have, most of these guys are rants. You heard me. Rants. What does Rance do? He rapes. That's his thing. Non-con. And by the way, I'm getting a lot of gooner chicks on my ex feed that are talking about how much they fucking love to be raped by Rance and all these other characters. Cassius, even, from Trails. Which, I love Trails. I thought the first Trails game was really good. I'm talking about first chapter. I'm in the middle of second chapter. And I thought Cassius was a badass. He's Estelle's father. And she said something to, posted something on her ex that made me think of Cassius in a way I didn't want to think of Mr. Cassius. And I was like, oh my God. And I'll say, well, yeah, he's a pretty good hero, but I wouldn't think of him like that. And of course, the gooning and all the other things, Maya's actually on that too. That's why we haven't had any videos from her, and she just disappeared off the face of the earth. No, I'm not shitting you guys. There's a reason why we haven't done anything with Maya. Maya blocked me on Twitter, and I asked is if she wanted to come onto a show and talk about certain things. And no. blocked me and hasn't responded. I've talked to the FUA staff. They said she needs some time. It's been months. I have no idea what's going on with her. I think she's kind of dropped off. All the plans that she had for her character are gone. I haven't seen her update her website. I don't know what's going on. But all I know for sure is that she was really playing the heck out of the Rance games and wanting Rance to make her part of his harem. That's all I'm going to say, guys. But it's crazy. I've never seen anything like it before in my entire life. And while I do love these, me and DP do love these girls in the games, we do love these girls, I'm not pining for any of these characters, and I shit you not, any of these characters in any of the games we play, even if you are. Look, if you are, let your freak flag fly. If you want so-and-so to bang you, not bang you. That's not what we want. Let's rewind that. If you want so-and-so to get together with a bunch of the other girls and have this great big orgy of AVN girl characters, whatever, that's you. Like, I like the girls. I like their personalities and everything. They're interesting, and I like some of the scenes. But I'm not like, oh, I wish I had, because I'm not that guy. Alright. Oh. I don't think, can't go anywhere anyway. Oh. So, it's the oddest situation I have ever seen. Because I didn't realize there's going to be this major female gooning thing. And some of these are fairly young women, guys. We're not talking, you know, older cat ladies, as Vance called them. We're talking younger girls that are gooning. And just gooning and gooning and gooning and gooning. I'm like, oh my god, what is going on? Now, Drek says it's the elites. Drek says it's the elites. However, I have a theory also. Because remember, I also worked with book publishing at one point. I had written a novel. And, well, several novels, actually. Which may or may not see the light of day. And, basically, I learned that around the time of Twilight, they had what's called a book factory model. Now, a book factory model is basically pumping out as many books similar to one sort of selling content. So if one book is a bestseller, then their job is to pump out as many books similar to that style that are a bestseller. Usually this was done in the YA, young adult, genre, which tended to be very erotic. You know, notable examples. Twilight, I think there was another one, which was basically originally Draco Malfoy fan fiction. And then there was the 50 Shades, of course, which is a little, you know, older. But even, ooh, I almost said her name, Spinal, who I used to work with a long time ago. She married a biker, married this biker dude. And I don't even know what's going on with them. But I remember that she had read the 50 Shades books and was completely disgusted with them. She thought they were horribly written. So, when I look at the stuff that they're putting out now, I've noticed that it is indeed a book factory model. How do I know it's a book factory model? When I took a look at the shelf, I noticed that the entire shelf was filled with this material. And it may have been one author, it may have been several books from one author on one shelf, but there were several books from other authors of similar veins on the other shelves. Now, I didn't find The Fourth Wind. I'm not saying we didn't have it, I just didn't see it. And I think, you know, I think that one might be sold out. But, basically, guys, yeah, these books are doing the numbers. There's several copies of them. They're being printed like mad. Of course, there is the Amish version, which I actually saw first. It's in a different section. The Amish ones are fairly unique. It's a little different than what we might expect. But then you had, you know, your ethnic versions. You know, the thug ones. And of course, all these are pornography. But they're pornography for women to goon while they watch. It's literally... it was literally said in the Papa Meat video that a woman bought a copy of Fourth Wind and a cucumber. And that was all she bought from the grocery store. Because, yeah, they sell these at the grocery store. And are they equivalent of Penthouse and Hustler? Yes. From what I have seen described in the sex scenes, yes. And these aren't romance scenes. We're not going to use the term romance. They are fucking. They're fucking and they're fucking hard. And there's a lot of non-consensual, non-con stuff. Like I said, rants. Sexual assault, as we might call it. A lot of that stuff. There was another woman just admitted in front of God and everybody. You know, I really like rape. I was like, what? And I know it's... And I said, you know, yes, non-con is a thing. A lot of people are into it, especially a lot of women. Which, I have the data. I'll bet the data is even larger. By the way, one of my own bosses admitted that she likes to read books about, like, cryptids and stuff, right? Like, fantasy... Oh, I know what you're reading. You're reading the monster fucking, ain't ya? Oh, she wants to be fucked by a monster. That's it. And you know what? Grimm said, I've got some manuscripts. Oh yeah, I do. I have some manuscripts. And I don't really know what I'm going to do with them. Because I can absolutely write from the point of view of a woman. I've done it before. But, there is, well, I kind of tend to like the point of view of the male sexual thing a little better. And no matter how good that is, like, it doesn't matter. Basically, it won't sell on that New York Times. However, I think that Miss Hannah Grace, who refuses to show her face, by the way, you can look that up. You can actually find an article, Why Does Hannah Grace Refuse to Show Her Face? And it's possibly because, in my opinion, I think she's a he. Oh yeah, I said it. I think she's a he. And, well, I mean, it is what it is, right? Guys have been writing this shit for years. We wrote the majority of the erotic fiction. And I'm not saying a woman can't write like that, but... usually that, I don't know, men just, when it comes to... I don't know, I mean, people could say, what about maggot baits? Because that had a lot of non-con in it. Very violent non-con, but it's written by a woman. And the same woman that wrote that also wrote, damn it. I had it on the tip of my tongue. The one, the Yaoi novel, with the two guys that basically had the blood play and all that kind of shit. I can't remember the name of it, but it stayed very high at the top of Jazz USA's bestseller list. I can't remember the name of it. It starts with an S. But yeah, that one also written by a woman for, I guess, Fujo's. Now, Fujo is now expanding because what's a Fujo that doesn't read eroge but reads the same thing in Western fiction? Well, actually, a lot of this shit's coming out of Europe. Apparently, a lot of it's coming out of England. One of the women said she would go down to England to get the newest one. And they pump these things out like crazy. So, there's really no need to do that. By the way, these books, I've picked them up. I've looked at them. I've looked at the page counts. These aren't short books. The average one is over 400 pages. Yeah, these aren't little 125-page little fap things. These are full journeys of 400-plus pages. And I said some old bat somewhere must just be pumping these out, or maybe just a bunch of people are pumping them out. The thing is, though, the writing wouldn't be the same between novels if it was different people. So you could tell already, hey, this doesn't read like the same author. So, yeah, I'm not saying that there aren't ghostwriters that write in other styles, though. Because there are definitely writers that have been trained to write in multiple styles. So, maybe Hannah Grace wrote the first one, or whoever was Hannah Grace, whoever is Hannah Grace, rather. But these other people are writing the other ones, and in her style. Which probably isn't hard to do, especially if you're from that region and you understand her prose. Because I don't think somebody like me from the West could do it, because it's very British. It's very purple, too. It's almost poetry. That's why it reads so goddamn well. But, a lot of this crap is coming out of England and Europe. The same place a lot of AVNs are coming out of. So, I guess we're the male versions of the whatever you call the women that buy those novels. And I mean, it is what it is, right? Because we get really excited over the AVN, don't we? I mean, I do. I'm already looking forward to the next chapter of Being a Dick, or the next Chasing Sunsets, even though I haven't finished it yet. And a lot of others. I just got Bear Witness, which is finished, and that one looks like it could be really good, right? So there's a lot of good ones that we enjoy from this genre. Just the same as they love their books, you know, except theirs don't have the pictures and the sounds and the animations. They're just all text. And women seem to get off on literary text. They're very imaginative, I guess, and that's what they love. So, to be absolutely fair, though, we do have Fujos here that may or not be listening to this. May or may not be listening to this. And, basically those Fujos, they tend to like the eroge in the same way that we like our AVN, or that we like regular eroge. So everybody's fapping and happy. But, you know, J.D. Vance, he probably wants to get rid of all that. And by the way, there's been calls to get rid of that. Yeah, we're not talking about the... We're not talking about the, just the AVNs and the porn. We're talking about calls to get rid of the romance novels, too. Oh, yeah. There's been calls pushing J.D. Vance because people have found out what it is. And there's been calls to remove them as well. Yes, by other women who found out. Well, didn't find out, but probably had friends that told them what was going on. Or have read them themselves and like, okay, well, this is just as bad. And, yeah, it is. It is just as bad. So, you know, J.D. Vance's big thing is, I want to bring the family back together. And all this porn and gay stuff is breaking apart the family. Which is a bunch of hooey. Even Trump is going to say that's a bunch of hooey. And you know, Trump's a smart man because he's a businessman. And businessman is going to realize, hey, maybe it's not a good idea to push these kinds of things against people that have their own businesses and operate and all that, because these people that are writing this smut, they've got a business. They, you know, that's their thing. They write that stuff. Now, should it be restricted and have 18 plus put on it? Yeah! I don't want the teenagers to be getting all hot and bothered by this shit, because they are! It's a little crazy. And you know what they're wanting? They're wanting the thing that they were saying they didn't want when the guy was looking at the porn and seeing the non-con and the guy picking up the woman by her throat and all that. Now the women are going to look at this and be like, you know what? I want that now. So they're literally trying to tell us or get us to have violent sex with each other, which sounds completely retarded, but that's what it seems like they're doing. To be fair, though, not all the AVN scenes are violent and hardcore, but a lot of the Japanese ones are. So, yeah, it's a weird situation, guys. I don't really know what to make of it. But I finished my beer, which felt good after a long day of banter among the men. And oh yeah, I worked with pretty much all men. I mean, we have the women as bosses, but it was pretty much all men today. And it felt good, you know, because men could talk about men stuff and not have to worry. Now, to be fair, we have this one young woman that we work with, and she's pretty cool about talking about relationships and even some of the, you know, the saucier stuff. Because she gets it. Kill that guy. Fucking walrus. This game kind of looks like Mamadora a little bit, but it's got its own vibe. It kind of feels like I've played it before, though. Like, just the look of it feels familiar. But I'm not going to judge the game on its look just yet. We'll see how the game actually plays. Neat. This game just released, by the way. I've also got Frontier Hunter, but we won't be doing that one right yet. Uh-oh, what is this? They took some money. Oh, that's not a walrus. I don't know what it is, but I killed it. Looked like a walrus at first. This is a weird kind of... I don't like that guy. like that either. You got him. I'm not going to mess with that. Oh! You have to really watch your footing in this game. I think I've been... Yeah, I've been here. Ow, damn you. I'm going to use the cross pad. Sometimes you gotta use the cross pad on these games. Good thing they didn't drop it, you know. The cross pad is still useful in video games. I'm just here to say that. Alright. Yeah, I'm not gonna die in that same spot. Inspiration. That's to change your inspiration, I guess. Oh, what is that? Cool. Crystal bell to open that. Yeah, like I said, I had Frontier Hunter, but I wasn't ready to install it yet. This is only 100 and something megabytes. I had room for Frontier Hunter, I just didn't want to install it yet. And I'm still trying to play Ease 8. Which is my main game right now. I'm just playing this for the video, but obviously Ease 8 is what I'm focused on. I can't really record video for that because I have it at such high quality that it's like three gigs for an hour of video, which is crazy. Oh, wow. Okay, so can't go that way. At least there doesn't seem to be any knockback. I also like that you don't have contact damage. Somebody was complaining in one game that it did have contact damage. And I'm like, yeah, contact damage has been something since I first started playing computer games, or video games in general. If you touched the enemy, you'd be hit. That's just how it worked. That's literally how old games did their thing. You didn't want to touch the enemy, and sometimes enemies would just run into you and you would take damage. Ninja Gaiden was notorious for that. You remember those, like, football player guys or the soldiers, whatever they are, they would run into you, and that was it. You took that contact damage and you were done. Now when gamers see contact damage, they get scared. Oh no, I can't touch that thing. That's how it used to be. It's like, welcome to classic gaming. So, we're not going to really discuss the Moist Critical take. Moist Critical, we'll talk a little, I guess. Moist Critical debated Sneeko about the transgender kids thing, and he basically said that kids should have a right to do what they want, something like that. And Sneeko, he went all crazy, and that was it. It was like, oh, fuck this guy, we're done with him. Goodbye, Moist Critical. And Moist Critical has always been a guy that's given the, you know, the opinion. He's always given the most popular opinion on things, right? Was this good? Yeah. Was that bad? Yeah. You know, that's pretty much what he says. Like, what most people agree on, he agrees on. He gives really milquetoast takes on everything, and it's cool. I don't have anything against him. It's just that's who he is. And it was really weird to have him debate in the first place. But Sneeko just wants to bait everybody. Trying to get that chess piece. I know I can get it. I don't even know why I want it, but I'm getting it. It's the old adage, because it's there. Why do you want it? Because it's fucking there. Oh, you can't get that without some kind of double jump or something, I guess you'd have to do. I'm gonna beat that guy's ass. Nope. Yeah, see, you can't get it. He drops down. You have to have a special item to do that. So far, this area's been kind of boring. Oh. Damn. I don't even know where I was at. Oh yeah, we can't get that. Duh. Okay, so I see my hits now. I got 3 hits. You can't go that way. Then what way can you go? I'm trying to figure out which way I went now because there wasn't a save point. This is the 1.0, so there might still be bugs, glitches, and things to be added. I can't remember which way I went. No shit, seriously, I can't remember which way I went. Be this way up here. Whoa. Okay, cool. At least they do that much. But I only got 1 hit. So I don't think I'll survive. Especially with those guys, they're a pain in the ass. And I think, no, he doesn't throw anything. Alright, hold on. So I can go that way. I think I can go that way. Can't go that way. Yep. Killed him again. At least I know where I'm going. Yeah, I'm going the right way. Fuck that guy. All right, so that just brings you down. All right. All right, fuck that guy. Damn. Get that money. Probably won't get it though. No, I got it. Oh, not going that way. I gotta go upwards, I guess. I can't. So hold on. All right, yeah, that was just a tag I added. Okay, there's a question mark there. Not really anything I can do here. Oh, yeah, there is. Damn. Nope. I can't jump high enough for that. It's just a lot of money. All right. Chance to get more coins. At least they tell you what you need. Know where you can go. Very confusing. Can't go back down there. Nope. So that whole way is closed off. Everything down at the bottom is just closed off completely. Can't go nowhere near it. Ow. There's nothing there. Yeah, I already got up there. Can't go there because I need that puzzle key. There's three paths that way, and neither of them looks like I can go to any of them. I got an idea. Fuck these guys. Ow. The only thing I can think to do, ow, is this. And that ain't gonna do it. So I don't know. At any rate, guys, this is the Grim Lord, and I'll see you guys next time on Grim's Drunken Rants when I've got more to rant about. Later.